could get awkward. Wait.
Those are
wait, wrong for did sure. you
This could get
oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
So welcome to episode 16 of This Could Get Awkward. If you want to connect with us, you can do so on Twitter. Do you want to give them out?
Yeah, sure. At TCGA Podcast. You can follow us on our Facebook page, which is This Could Get Awkward, or on our, I guess you could email us as well, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, or there is the website where you will find all of the above, thiscouldgetawkward.com.
So in light of an event that recently took place in my life, I have a few fresh, uncomfortable, awkward things that happened recently that I want to talk about related to church and religion and death. And then I'm sure we can kind of spitball from there. maybe it'll trigger some other memories for us. So quick shout out to my grandma who just passed away, which is super sad, except that she lived a very long and beautiful life to 90 years old. And she passed away pretty quickly and painlessly. So I'm feeling grateful for that and overall positive and happy for her, honestly, because she lived a life so incredibly devoted to Catholicism and Jesus. So I'm kind of like, get it, Grandma, because like if there's a heaven, she is for sure there right now. So feeling happy for her. Also missing her, which is a bummer, but it really brought everybody in the family together. And this is a family that of six kids. My grandma had six kids. There's 15 grandkids. And then when you throw in like spouses and that kind of thing, it's a pretty big family. Yeah. So it was nice. It was very nice for everybody to kind of get together and for the moment work really well together and get along to get through this poopy time in our lives. But it birthed some uncomfortable... That's an uncomfortable moment.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, it's going to have to be a little bit morbid because I need to talk about my grandma's dead body. So,
what?
She passed away with her mouth open.
Is that, and do you know if that's common? Like, is that?
I'm not sure. Her, so she was having difficulty like breathing fully.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was kind of like mouth breathing. So then when she died, her mouth was open. And I spent a lot of time like around her before she died and then a lot of time around her after she died, which in itself is kind of uncomfortable. So anyways, we're all there. She has just passed and we're all crying and hugging each other and like holding her hand still because it's still warm. But her mouth is just like open.
Yeah.
And she's 90 and like really small and super old. And like, so that's just the picture I'm trying to paint for you. And her mouth is open. And so, like, a couple I, like, witnessed over the next, like, few hours, a few different people approach her in their sorrow and then, like, try to gently close her mouth. And then her mouth just, like, doesn't close or just, like, pops back open, kind of. And so it's, like, it was just kind of, like, so uncomfortable on top of a moment, like, wrought with so many emotions that, like, on this, like, on, like, a funny side, like, her mouth, I don't know. It's like, you know, you see in movies when people have died and they try to like gently, they close your eyes gently or something like that. Like none of that happens gently. Like you can't just gently close a dead person's mouth. That was kind of freaking funny. So after she passed away, they moved our family into like this grieving room and then they went.
Was this in the hospital, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they moved our family to this grieving room and then they took my grandma to clean her up. And what I'm pretty sure that means is that they like, I know it involved like removing her depends and like cleaning her bum.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't you kind of, I, whatever, like you lose all, like, don't people like pee and poop themselves when they die?
I think so, but she had been wearing depends for like a little while.
Okay.
And like, she wasn't peeing or pooping as part of her like liver and kidneys not working anymore. That's how she died, was like things just shut down.
Okay.
So I don't even know, like, I don't even think that was really part of it. It's, I don't know. Anyways, they like took her away to clean her up. So we're all just like hanging out in this like grieving room, grieving and crying and also sharing stories. And it was kind of also, it was very lovely actually to be in there. And then they wheel my grandma in. And so she's like in this, in her hospital bed, like in the corner of the room. And we're all just kind of like sitting around still talking and stuff. And we're waiting for more family to get there before we would like all pray together, because the priest was there to like pray over her and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of like all chilling, hanging out. And my grandma's still like in the corner with her mouth open. So that was kind of funny. And then we're all like sharing stories and stuff, and the priest is talking, and he's actually saying some really lovely things and like giving really just like nice advice about grieving and like remembering loved ones and stuff that wasn't at all like super religion focused. So I was kind of appreciating it because I'm not religious, and so I can appreciate that my family is and how much it meant to my grandma, so I can respect it. But it doesn't do anything for me when they're like, she's with God now. I'm like, is she? But to say things like, it's important to drink a lot of water when you're crying, it's like, yeah, that's for sure true regardless of if you're Catholic or not. So like, anyways, I appreciated the things he was saying. And then all of a sudden, so we're all just sitting around, the priest is talking, we're all like crying and laughing and whatever, and then all of a sudden it's just like, coming in July 2018, like this like movie trailer begins playing, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And my uncle had been trying to pull up this like hymn that my grandma loved on YouTube, and a trailer was playing first. And so that was just like really funny. Again, just like, you picture all of these like kind of moments after a death like being all like beautiful and well written, but they're not in reality.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really funny. And then we went to all like gather around her bed to pray. And the bed had been placed like pretty close to a wall on one side. And I was like, I can squeeze in there. And then I kind of got stuck. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm like a little bit stuck like between my grandma and the wall. And I was like also just kind of feeling like stinky and sweaty, and I didn't think my breath was very good. And I was just like, now I have to like pray, and can someone move the bed because I'm legit stuck, and like someone else trying to close my grandma's mouth again. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is such a, like a freaking interesting moment in life right now.
Oh, it was so funny. Oh my gosh. Like, I never had that experience. All of my grandparents passed away. Like, I wasn't, you know, by their side kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced anything like that. And it's because you just think, oh, the movies and the TV shows. Yeah. And like, and then it's so far from what actually happened.
And there are those beautiful moments as well, right? Like, mm-hmm. Like, I really enjoyed that we all kind of gathered and we were all telling stories and laughing and crying together, because there was definitely a lot of beautiful moments. It was just, I found amusement, and I think I also appreciated the distraction of finding these really awkward moments and having them kind of be part of the whole experience too.
Well, and it's good too, because it like provided some humor when like, you know, you probably needed it.
Yeah. There was, so another, at her funeral, super Catholic funeral. So it was like the current priest at the church, and then like a bunch of former priests, including the one I grew up with, who I have to tell you a side story about later, because anyways, that's funny.
Okay.
And then the like newer former priest who's like young and pretty attractive, and who my grandma, like her face would light up like nothing else when he walked into the room. So she would have freaking loved it that all of like these incredible priests that she's loved so dearly were all like residing over her funeral. But one of them, like the current priest, was obviously like leading it. And there was like a part of the service where he was like singing like some kind of like hymn or song or something. And it was just before communion. And he was singing this song like super loudly, and all of the other priests were like kind of singing along as well. And one of them, the younger one, was like also singing along. And then the main one all of a sudden was just like, stop, 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 stop. Father, father, please stop, stop. Oh. And then he like starts laughing and he's like, I forget how strong of a singer you are. And everyone was like, what? Like, what just happened? And then he like awkwardly chuckled and then kept singing. And then the priest that he had like told to stop singing like looked so embarrassed. And everyone was just like, what the hell just happened?
What?
And then the priest that got yelled at, like, left the altar as soon as the song was done. And I don't know the order of things. So I was just like, oh my God, he's so upset. He's like straight up leaving the funeral. But it turns out he was just going to get the Eucharist. And so he like came back up like right away with like the communion or whatever. But it was so funny. And everyone was just like side-eyeing each other like, what the hell just happened? Like, he just like yelled at his other priest like during the song, the blessing or whatever it was. And then communion happened, and then the priest who did the yelling just like chugs the rest of the wine. And my sister's like, oh my God, he's losing it. Like, we're watching him unravel. And then again, we find out later that they have to finish the wine.
Oh my God.
But we were just like, oh my God, like, we are watching him unravel right now. It was so funny. Oh, and again, gosh. I appreciated that distraction as well, because the funeral was obviously like super sad. So it was kind of nice to have something to laugh at like that.
Yeah. Did you want to share that other priest story?
Sure. So again,
because I have something like religious before. Related, but I'll do it after.
Okay. I'll quickly talk about, so the priest that I grew up with, because I went to like Catholic elementary school and I was baptized and confirmed and like all of those things before I was like, yo, I'm atheist. And but he's remained such like a beautiful part of my family. And when my grandpa passed away, he spent a lot of time with my grandma, and he's just been like a really lovely presence in my family's life, and just has such like a warm and kind vibe. And so I emailed him one day and I just said like, hi, it's me, like so-and-so's daughter, and like da 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 da. I'm engaged and I'm getting married, and we're both atheists. And we're not getting married in a church, but it would be so lovely if you would like do our wedding for us. And he emailed me back, congratulations, no, like, unless one of you is Catholic or you're getting married in a church, like, I can't do your service. I'm very sad that you no longer love Jesus. Best wishes. And I was like, oh, okay, brutal. Like, he was very kind, but it was also like just dripping in Catholic guilt. And so I emailed him back and I was like, oh, like, thank you so much for getting back to me and like for your continued presence in my family's life. Like, please don't leave them because you've just found out I'm atheist. Like, it was pretty funny. And then I actually saw him this weekend at the funeral, and I don't think he remembered who I was. He looked like he recognized me, but I don't think he realized that that was me, like, who emailed him about that. So anyways, it was funny.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. I come from like a religious family as well. And my mom is like a very...
And you yourself are like still like religious.
Yeah, yeah.
To an extent, right? Like you hold those beliefs.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom is very much a Catholic, and she's done like pilgrimages. She's done like Bible studies, and like, and it's really important to her. I like, honestly, like, this is probably one of the reasons why I do have a belief in it, because there is no other explanation for why this like medical miracle
happened. What?
With no medicine, but straight up just prayer. Like, I have, like, this is...
I'm skeptical, but I want to hear the story.
So I, growing up, had a really, really bad problem with wart.
Oh.
And it started off really minimal. It was like I had one bad wart on the bottom of my foot, like a planter's wart. And I don't know what happened, but it just like started spreading. It's a virus, right? So like it just started spreading in my body. Like, it was covering my feet on like the side of like the inside of the ball of, or no, not the ball. Yeah, the ball of your foot, I guess. It was like they were just like growing so much that my brothers like nicknamed my feet Wartsville. And like there was no skin. It was just like warts for like the size of, I don't know, probably like, it was like large. I don't know. It was a huge space, like at least the size of a golf ball, like that kind of circle space. mm-hmm. covered on my foot, just like covered in warts, and it was like catching
was that
on.
Painful?
It was.
They're not really painful. It was.
It was because like they were rough, and they would like get caught on my socks when I put them on.
And I guess when you have that many, they're gonna interfere with like your like usual movement and that
yeah,
kind of thing.
Like the way that they wore on my shoes was uncomfortable, like mm-hmm. Because they rubbed, and it did like add a little bit of like extra skin, I guess, so it'd be like things fit tighter and whatnot. And
that's
then
so gross and sad.
I know. And so like you can kind of hide your feet a little bit, but then it like extended into my hands, and it was, they were like all in like all my nail beds. And on the inside of my hand, I had like one on the one on my one finger. Like I literally couldn't take off my ring anymore because it like stuck out so much. They were bad. So like my mom is trying to figure out like how do we get rid of them. There's lots of remedies you can find online. Like people are like, put a penny on it, and then like
what?
You've never heard that one? Okay, like I've tried them all. You're supposed to like you're supposed to take a penny and like cover the wart and like tape it to your foot for like a couple of days and it will come out, or like
I heard
like,
duct tape.
Kill it. Yeah, I tried that.
Duct tape.
I tried duct tape, and like it's like, oh yeah, if you dig out the root and then like it's like bleeding and it's gross.
Yep.
My brother also had them, but he only had like one or two. He used to like shave.
Did you not go to
down.
A doctor?
I did.
To like burn them off?
Yeah, I went to a doctor, and they like attempted to do like the, I think it's liquid
Freezing.
Nitrogen or whatever
yeah.
that they do. And it, like, that's, it's not supposed to be painful, but because like you don't really feel much on the wart, but it's the skin around it
yeah.
that you feel it. And it like, yeah. it's literally like freezing your skin and like burning it.
Yeah.
And so I was doing that and like attempting to get it done and like going back to the doctor regularly. We ended up buying like a home kit.
Yeah.
And we were freezing them at home and stuff, and it was awful. And then my mom had like talked to her sister or something like that, and her sister was like, "I know a guy, and if you bring, if you bring him,
I know a wart guy.
If you bring her to him, he will pray over her, and her warts will go away." And I don't even know how old I was at this point, but like. I was like, what? Like, this is crazy. I bet my mom was even kind of, well, no, actually, I bet my mom believed it 100%. And I don't, still to this day, no idea who this guy is. Like, met him once. We went
but
to
But you
his,
went.
I went to his house. I don't even know where he lives. No one even know his name, anything. I don't think, he wasn't like a priest or anything either, as far as I know. And we went, and he like prayed over my feet and hands. And my warts like disappeared in like 2 weeks.
What kind of prayers?
I don't know, because he said it kind of like to himself, as far as I remember. Like, I don't
I
think
he
was
like
praying out loud.
Her feet are so gross. Please make them less gross. Look at her hands. Oh, that sucks so bad. And then they went away 2 weeks later.
Yeah, like, and it didn't take long at all. Like, I want to say it was like 2 weeks, because it was just like, oh my God, they're just like gone. Like, they just like slowly disappeared. And
within
I don't.
Within that 2 week period of time, did you stop all other ways of trying to cure and get rid of your warts?
Yeah, I had.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I had given up on all other, like...
This is my life now, unless these prayers work.
Yeah, it was, like, it was the most insane thing ever, honestly. It was, I don't know. So, if you have a wart problem, I know a guy. Well, I don't,
had a
but...
bunch of warts. I had a, like, my sister and I both had warts on our feet every once in a while. And I had some at the back of my knee for a while that were, like...
Oh.
Gross. And then I did have some on my fingernails, like, once. And actually, my nail grows back in big, weird, like, waves. And it has, like, creases and waves on it because they burnt some warts off on it. And it's just always grown back that way ever since.
Oh, so like burning it worked for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. My body rejected that treatment, I guess. I don't know.
You know what? I think I have mentioned this before, but I used to have, from my ankle guards in basketball, I used to have a really bad rash on both of my ankles, exactly where my ankle guards would be, to the point where, like, oh my god, it itched so bad. I would scratch and scratch and scratch until it bled, and I'd scratch some more because it itched so bad. And we did, like, different, like, steroid creams and anti-itch creams and, like, different prescriptions and all of these things, and nothing worked to get rid of this freaking rash. And then I stood in the ocean for 10 minutes and it went away and it never came back.
What?
The salt water just like slurped it up. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Never came back. I don't even have scars, which is bonkers because it was bad.
Yeah. Wow.
So if you only take away one thing from our podcast, it is that prayer and salt water will cure anything you have.
Coming from the atheist.
Yeah. The prayer I'm skeptical on, but I mean, if it worked, it worked.
All right. That's a wrap, I'd have to say. Again, if you have any, I guess, similar stories, maybe like, well, because you shared a lot of funny stories that ended up happening in like a tragic time in your family's life. So
yeah,
maybe other people have experienced something like that, similar to yeah. like a death in the family, but like these funny, awkward
Some
moments happening.
Silver linings or yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I mean, if you had a guy pray over your warts too. And
do you know the same guy?
Let me know what his name is.
I know a guy.
Yeah, you can contact us on Twitter at TCGA Podcast. There is Facebook, This Could Get Awkward, or
you can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And all of that is on our website, thiscouldgetawkward.com.
All right. So come back next Sunday for a new episode.
Bye, guys.